Finance with Scott Haywood. Centre West has your back. As WA insurance brokers, their business is to help your business.
Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Gareth. I'm feeling positive about our market today. In about an hour and 20 minutes' time, I'm expecting it to open up about 25 points. It was a bit unfortunate yesterday. Our market was up most of the day, and then the last hour or so fell only marginally. And that's exactly what happened last night in the US. The Dow Jones finished 48 points down, but about 4.5 hours ago, it was up more than 240 points. And again, some of these, some of the sectors that are being sold off are particularly in oil prices. And last night, the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell reiterated comments that he says the central bank is committed to battling inflation while insisting that the Fed's most aggressive money tightening policy since the 1980s would not derail the US economy. I don't think the share market believes him. I think the share market is pricing in a recession into the mid of next year. And what a recession means is that people put their hands in their pockets rather than spending, which means that the consumer discretionary stocks are the first to be hit. But that, as a result of that comment, US oil prices were absolutely hammered, and the energy sector was hammered as well. And we've seen, you know, BHP fall from, you know, $55, $56 down to $40. We've seen Rio Tinto in the last 2 weeks fall from $120 down to $100. And I think Fortescue's now down about 15% just since the middle of March. So again, I think that sector's going to be hit hard again today here. But our market, I'm still expecting to go up. We are also watching what the Federal Reserve is looking to do in July. Of course, the 0.75% increase they had and the 0.5% increase we had means that people are spending more on their mortgages, which means they're not going to be spending money going out and about and shopping and doing things. The National Australia Bank have come out and said that the US Federal Reserve lifting the 75 basis points in June, which is the largest since 1994, means that the NAB expect that the US will be at 3.25 to 3.5% by this time next year, suggesting that more people will be probably moving away from shares and going back into bonds and term deposits. And that's very important for people who are coming into June 30, who may be looking to make contributions into their superannuation, especially if they're in a growth fund or a high growth fund. The fund managers that you're investing in, it might be Australian Super, might be Cbus, might be Host Plus, it could be MLC, whoever it may be, if they're managing the money for you, and they understand and know where the markets are looking, and they're making decisions on your behalf. But if you're in a self-managed super fund, you've got to make that call yourself. So you've got to read what's taking place. You've got to listen to 6 Power Breakfast every morning and make sure you hear me. But more importantly, the trends are that interest rates globally are going to go up, which means that shares will not be in favour for a lot of people for investments, because they'll look for more defensive investments, which could be cash or fixed interest.
What's the stock to watch today, Scotty?
Yesterday, the Queensland government came out and announced that they are going to support new investment in regional hospitals, and reflecting unprecedented pricing and revenues being collected by multi-international coal companies, and put a progressive royalty rate on hold. So I was looking for companies that were going to benefit from this new Queensland royalty regime from July 1, and I found one. It's called Stanmore Resources. The code is SMR. Last trade at $2, 52-week high of $2.91, 52-week low of 65 cents. So they own Queensland's prime Bowen Basin region, Isaac Plains mine, but they will qualify for the royalties from the 1st of July. So that's why I put them as my 6PR breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch. Stanmore Resources, again, with all of these different treasurers in the different states announcing different plans, it is very hard to keep on top of what's going to take place just for the average Joe, and also what takes place on the share market with all the volatility we've had. But good news for me, in my opinion today, is that our share market will open marginally higher after yesterday. We did a complete seesaw. Open higher, finish lower, but I think today we might be able to hold on to our gains and open about 25 points higher in an hour and 17 minutes' time.
Good on you, Scotty. Chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.